What an amazing contrast. Having spent, well, I guess, since 7 a.m. this morning, pretty much, at the Roundhouse, documenting both on video and on stills and on a few different social media tools, the amazing composition that is Long Player, and the event was called Long Player Live, being saturated with strange frequencies and vibrations and surrounded by people lying, sitting, meditating, sleeping almost, all over the place, and feeling very, I don't know, I guess calm and thoughtful all of the day. I've now had to peel off a very chaotic and very congested motorway to take the A5, the back way home. And I've just gone through somewhere that looked like it was called Halton. And it was a little bit like driving through one of those CCTV stroke police sensationalist cheesy TV programs where, look at these people fighting in the street. Look how drunk they are. And is this what you look like when you're drunk, vomiting in the corner of a dark British suburban? It's just crazy. I'm so tired, and everything was kind of, I don't know, I guess tracing past my eyes as I drive very slowly, just glancing left and right to see exactly that. A guy vomiting up the side of a shop. Another guy who looked like he was about to be sick with his girlfriend or whoever she was, with her arm over his shoulder. Loads of people stumbling like they probably shouldn't even be trying to walk. Women almost falling into the road wearing shorts which look 3 or 4 sizes too small, and clothes which I think people were donating to charity shops back in the 80s. Very strange and chaotic scene of debauchery after such an incredibly, probably for me, over-cultured day. Oh, while I'm talking, I'm awake. That's a good sign. If I get too tired, I'm in the lucky position to be in a camper van, so I can just pull over. It's telling me 40 minutes, so 40 minutes till I get home, so that's not bad. That's not bad. What a great day. Thanks to Gordon Tant on Twitter for replying super quickly to a tweet where I was asking what the situation was. I was stuck in stationary traffic just before a junction, and he said, yeah, it doesn't look good for the next couple of junctions, so that's why I've peeled off. And I'd much rather be moving and a little bit late than stuck on a motorway. Besides, I wouldn't have got to see that lovely place, Halton or whatever it's called, Sodom and Gomorrah, I can't remember. Tomorrow I'm flying abroad for a break. Looking forward to it. As if I wake up. Onward. I'm still alive. Still awake. Just put the aircon on and it's good. Looks like I'm going to make it. Touch wood.